Cape Talk
from the continent.
And from the continent this morning, we chat to Soka Sabir, who is the editor at Africa.com, telling us exactly what how it's happening on the continent. And normally John Jog Cornish brings us a sort of political side of it. But Soka chats to us about the positive stories coming out of the continent. And this morning, we're going to be chatting about feeding Nigeria's sweet tooth. And I know this because a friend of mine, Simon, who's Nigerian, he loves stuff like burfi and all the nice sweet things. And his wife makes a lot of soji, which is a sort of a tasty wheat halwa porridge kind of thing. And we love to eat it. So Nigeria has a massive sweet tooth.
Good morning, Zain, and to your listeners. Yes, you know, I think what's happening now is West Africa. So, for example, Ghana, Ivory Coast are known for the cocoa production, and they are actually part of the countries that dominate the cocoa industry in terms of the raw material. But then when it gets to the final product, so which is chocolate, cocoa powder, and other value-added products that come from cocoa, we don't see them actually dominating in that industry. So what's happening now in West Africa, and particularly as well Nigeria has taken on this trend, is to actually start refining the cocoa powder and actually starting a chocolate industry. So you're finding that chocolatiers are mushrooming in Nigeria, making delectable, you know, high-end, high content chocolate, the luxury brands, the ones that, you know, when we think chocolate, we think Belgium, we think Swiss chocolate, we think Europe. And when we actually were to sit and think about it, the raw material comes from Africa, but we don't have an African image when we actually think of chocolate. And this is what these entrepreneurs or these chocolatiers are trying to turn around in terms of when we think chocolate, you also think of an African country where you could get the best chocolate from. They want to grow this industry as much as the coffee industry in Africa has grown. In terms of when you think coffee, you think of Rwandan blend, an Ethiopian blend, a Kenyan blend, a Ugandan blend, a Malawian blend. So that's where we are going with this in terms of starting to make our own name, you know, as also being associated with the finer or the decadent or the romantic things in life.
It's interesting that you mentioned this, Soka, because when I started on the sort of early weekend breakfast, the one thing I looked for was a purely African chocolate and a purely South African chocolate. And I found a gentleman who's right here on the doorstep, not far from us, close to Chinatown, in this sort of sand drift area. He's got his factory there, and he manufactures a chocolate called Afrikoa. And he says, mm-hmm. he says that when people come to South Africa, they look, when they leave Cape Town or something, they look for something essential African to take back to the UK or to, you know, the United States. And he says it's an absolutely fantastic thing. He makes this chocolate. It's got different grades of chocolate, but he was also telling me that chocolate, for instance, the beans go from here to Europe. And you have to buy beans from Europe. Why is it, you know, that African beans that are grown here have got to go to the big industries in Europe and into the United States? And he buys his beans from Tanzania, and he sort of works through the process, and he's got this beautiful, beautiful chocolate on the African continent, which, of course, he's very proud of. And I've bought some of that chocolate. It's just absolutely divine. So that's Feeding Nigeria's Sweet Tooth, rebranding Africa. To make it more attractive to everybody else in the world?
Yes, you know, I mean, it feeds into what we've been talking about and what you've just mentioned as well. That we need to start, and, you know, there are social entrepreneurs who are doing this. Young people are doing this as well. But people who also are traveling, who have gone outside of the continent to actually see how much people are appreciating African culture and actually starting to own up as well and to rebrand. We need to get to a place where when we think Africa, I think even as a South African sometimes, when we always talk about other African countries, we call it Africa, as if, you know, we detach ourselves from this continent, and yet we're a part of it. And you know, by leaders, what they're trying to do with this whole African passport or an African visa is to make us one. Yes, we are different. Yes, we have different cultures, different languages, but we still have similar interests. We all still want to feel safe and secure. We still all want to have access to opportunities equally. We want to have access to certain services as well, you know. And the thing is, we need to be able to reach into those markets. So if you're starting a business in Cape Town, you need to be able to sell to someone in Dar es Salaam and be able to get your goods, your services across there much easier. You know, you need your skills. If, for example, you are a radio DJ, you know, or you have skills in TV presenting, you need to be able to transfer those skills to someone in Windhoek, for example. And it should be easy. It should be seamless. We should be looking towards each other and to ourselves, actually, for inspiration, instead of always wanting to be compared to someone who's Western or, you know, who's from the U.S. I think even musicians always complain about this when they are called the so-and-so of South Africa, instead of just being that person. It even comes into soccer. Every time we export something, we call it the so-and-so of Africa, instead of just it being its own name, its own brand, its own identity.
And, of course, chatting to Soka Sebeya, the Africa.com editor, about rebranding Africa. And when we sort of chatting to each other and passing on, you know, information as well as passing on any sort of, you know, teaching and sort of education-wise, we need to get up to speed with technology. And technology is such an important thing these days. If you want to also not only sort of have sort of inter-Africa sort of networking and relationships, but if you also want to do it overseas, who leads the continent on technology, Soka?
Technology importing is Rwanda. So Rwanda is one of the countries that, because they don't have commodities, they don't have oil, gold, and all, they basically export technology and what they do and innovation. So they build things. They're at the forefront as well as having smart cities where you have one card that can take you from the mall to the bus, you are seamless in terms of how you travel. Another place that also uses technology very well is places like Tanzania, in terms of the fintech solutions that they come up with, the apps that they come up with. Africa is actually one of the largest markets for mobile feature phones. So if you want to connect to people, send a message to people, phones are where you do it. So you do it via apps, you do it via push content, for example, on the feature phones. And because of the rise of this is why you're actually finding now that we're actually starting to make made in Africa phones. So the other day we were talking about the Mara phone, which is from Rwanda, that's going to be rolled out across sub-Saharan Africa. There's a phone made in Egypt that's rolled up in the Gulf States and the Middle East, and is now actually going to trickle down to sub-Saharan Africa as well. There's also talks of making a made in South Africa phone, because, you know, people want to stay connected. We like having this technology. We have the appetite for it. I think people need to just not be afraid of it and see potentially how we can do things, how we can make our life easier. Even services that we deliver, for example, can be done. So big companies like the MasterCards as well have actually looked towards Africa in terms of the tech solutions that we've come up with, and basically partnered with those companies. So providing solar, using a debit card, for example. Fintech companies who are using easy online payment systems, these companies are partnering with those smaller companies found in various parts of Africa, and actually, instead of selling that product, are partnering and collaborating.
Yeah. At Soka Sebeya, Africa.com editor, telling us exactly how advanced Africa is in terms of technology.